lap sync. Welcome everyone to another edition of Let's Podcast.
That pause almost made me scream out armbar. Don't do that.
I'm just mad you moved Brawley because I had a whole bit with him having the blanket on him, so I was going to say he's not going to be saying much because he's sick this week. Moved him, so that totally ruins the bit.
Well, who's Brawley again?
The monkey. He was one of the few. He was one of the few white gray gorillas to survive Congo.
Okay. All right. Random.
That's a damn right. Reference. Apparently, I'm the only Michael Crichton fan here. But today's podcast is brought to you by Loot Crate. There's a surprise in every crate.
There is.
Anyways, we're going to hear more from our sponsors, Loot Crate, soon. But just to give you that website, try lootcrate.com /clash. Keyword bridge 10 or code word, whatever. It's a word, fridge 10.
Yes.
So we're playing Tomb Raider today, the first Tomb Raider in the reboot.
Yes.
In honor of Izzo's favorite trailer to come out this summer.
It is not.
The Tomb Raider trailer.
So it's coming out this summer.
Oh, the movie? I have no idea when the movie's coming out.
Okay. So at least they have time to redo the entire thing with somebody different.
I don't think they do.
I think they should. I think they
should. YouTube did not like the trailer at all. Like, you didn't like the trailer.
So there are a lot of things I don't like about the movie. I don't like the synopsis. I don't like the character that's playing Laura because I don't think she looks like
the actress,
Laura.
Yeah.
I
don't like her. I don't like her five head.
She does have a bit of a five head.
And she kind of looks like a fake Daenerys Targaryen. What's the actress name?
Emilia Clarke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She looks like the dollar store version of Emilia Clarke.
You know, the funny thing is, the first time I saw the thumbnail for that trailer, I actually thought for some reason, did they just get the girl from Queen of the South?
And I would like to say, this is no disrespect to the actress playing Lara Croft. She doesn't look like Lara Croft to us.
No, she doesn't.
And I can't speak for Nelson, but I know me and Izzo are huge Tomb Raider fans.
Yes.
So I know we just talked about this on a previous podcast, and I'll have to find it. But when they announced, don't start a new game yet, just continue, because I got 76% complete, so let's try to find some shit there.
Or it's just not going to let him do anything anyway.
I think you're going to just have to hit A.
Hit A to continue?
Yeah, just continue.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't care, I mean, I've already beaten it, just collect stuff. But me and Izzo are huge Tomb Raider fans. Like, I wasn't a big fan of the original Tomb Raider, but when this particular version became like $20 on the Xbox One,
mm-hmm.
like during a holiday sale,
mm-hmm.
I rolled the dice. I was like, I've heard good things. Let me play it. I was hooked. Like, this was one of those games that had me playing for hours on end.
I remember laughing hysterically when the next week it was actually like Games with Gold.
No, it was. It wasn't the next week. It was months later.
Mm.
Yeah,
it was still fairly soon from when you got the game. I remember.
No, because I had already beaten the game like.
Mm.
To death,
right?
By the time it became free,
so very rarely will I get a game at launch. I got this game at launch, and I played it for an entire week straight, and I absolutely loved it. I mean, and just like Josh said, I mean, we are huge Tomb Raider fans,
right.
Of this, I guess
particular
era
version,
yeah,
of Tomb Raider,
the
version.
Modern version.
So
I played the first one, and I got to the T-Rex,
right? So. What they're doing with the movie, it just doesn't really... To me, it doesn't really line up with the game.
Well, that trailer, since we just watched it...
The trailer looked like it's combining this game and Rise of the Tomb Raider.
It looked like
it
National Treasure to me.
It mentions Trinity, and Trinity is not in this game. Trinity, we don't meet Trinity until the second game. But it is the whole shipwreck on an island kind of thing.
Right.
Like the first game. But it looks so generic to me, because...
Yeah.
Laura kind of already seems like a badass in that movie, which
mm-hmm.
is, I think, is the mistake the original Tomb Raider movies made.
Right.
Where this one, she becomes a badass. And I would even say in Rise of the Tomb Raider, she's not a badass yet.
Mm-hmm.
She's still kind of learning her way. Like, she's a pretty good climber.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as a fighter, she kind of does what she has to.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a more well-rounded character in
yeah.
these games, as opposed to what's looking like the movie. It's like, oh, she's already a badass.
It's like they are trying to combine like the original version of Tomb Raider with the look and feel of the new one.
Oh, I think you're starting all the way at the beginning. I think it's like a new game plus.
Oh.
Because I think you have to like turn those.
Those rims? Rims, the spinning rims?
The spinning rims.
I thought you had to use your little climbing hook. It's been a while since I played this
game. It's been a while for me too.
But yeah, so it just looked kind of bland to me. I'm not gonna say it's gonna be bad or good.
What did you do?
I have no idea. I don't remember hitting start or anything.
I don't know
how to
tell you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I didn't play this game that much. All I know is I haven't.
Well, no, so I can't be at the beginning because I've got literally all the weapons.
Well, I know it's a new game plus. It's a Squaresoft game.
Okay.
So I think I restarted the game to try to collect everything. I might be on a higher difficulty. So I believe this is like at the beginning.
Oh, okay. So maybe I don't have to spend those then.
Maybe. I'll just look around for a minute. So yeah, it just looks kind of generic, and I don't...
How do you keep doing that? I didn't do anything. I was literally moving around.
When I keep seeing that microphone thing, let me see something real quick. So I'm thinking maybe we accidentally keep, like... audio options, display options.
I think gameplay options might be where you need to go.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Voice commands, there you go.
There we go. Turn those off.
Yeah, so I'm not really looking forward to this this movie.
It doesn't have me excited. That's for sure.
Honestly, I mean, all they had to do was take away from the actual game itself. Like,
yeah, I just
copy
feel like...
word for word, pretty much, and you've got something better than what the trailer even presents.
Yeah. Oh, I almost fell there.
I saw. But I think it might be the curse of the video game movie.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's like they probably didn't get enough budget for good writers, and we got what we got.
Honestly, like, but you don't really need that much of a budget. Like, I mean, how do you mess it up when you have a game that shows you? You know what I mean? Like,
ignorant studio heads.
Just they're gonna.
They think they know everything, and they do what they want to do.
It's not that they think they know everything. It's they think they have a property that will make money no matter what, just off the name. Though it's probably a good thing that that movie is coming out, just because the Rise of the Tomb Raider barely got made. If it wasn't for Microsoft funding it for that timed exclusive, it wouldn't have gotten made.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Despite how popular the first one was?
Right, it didn't make enough money. Square wasn't going to release a sequel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
remember hearing about that, actually.
So, yeah, it got made because Microsoft funded a good chunk of it to get that time exclusivity.
So then how did that game end up faring?
I don't know, because they don't really release sales numbers anymore.
I remember hearing that it didn't do as good as expected, and that was partly because of the fact that it was exclusive.
Xbox.
I think the PS4 version has been doing fairly well, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because I think they had the exclusivity for a few months and then, you know, went out for the other system.
Okay.
But I do remember hearing that it wasn't doing as well as projected just because of, partly because of the fact that it was exclusive for a time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird. I mean,
that's interesting.
I keep hearing that, you know, this is a superior game to, like, say, like, Uncharted, which is also what I hear a really good game.
Really like Uncharted, but yeah, I definitely like this better than Uncharted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've beaten the first two Uncharted games and the Vita version.
Uh-huh.
I haven't really even played 3. I've got the collection, I just haven't done it. I haven't played 4 yet either.
Because
I think 4 came out around the same time as the Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they did that on purpose,
that's
too.
That's a police system.
Yeah, so the other wheel had a bar on it, which you could spin, but when you go up to it, it's...
You're not getting the prompt.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I think, like, you like the one guy who dies helps you spin it. So I think we're at the very beginning. Like, New Game Plus. Oh, shit! Thorns. Yeah. Well, damn.
Right.
I like those bad boys on fire. Where's my...
That's a dope bow.
Yeah. There's your thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't go up there.
I was just saying I can light them on fire, because sometimes you can.
There was an X for that post at the bridge.
That was arrows. I love how this game plays just going to be us trying to figure this shit out.
Let's just start from the beginning.
I was hoping maybe hitting Y there.
Yeah, let's just hit reset.
But yeah, that's all I have to say about that. It just seemed like a waste of an effort. It might turn out to be a good game, but...
Good movie?
Good movie, whatever.
Yeah, I guess we'll
see. Yeah, go to empty slot. I was like, don't save over my current one. So there's that. So one thing I wanted to share with you guys, because I haven't even gotten to something else in this yet, but, I told you guys how I was looking for a second car, because I don't like putting all those miles on my Mustang.
Yeah.
And recently...
Don't you just drive to a lot, though?
Yeah, but I take family trips and long car trips, too. And with baseball, that racks up the miles, too. I mean, we're going to Dumfries and that constantly. But, anyways, before I move on, so I was just kind of like looking on cars.com. So I want to spend really no more than like $10,000, but I always like do my search like from like 15 and less, because you know sometimes you can find a good deal and you can talk them down depending on like the car and everything like that. So when I was doing that, I found for like a little bit over $11,000 Jetta, brand new 2017 Jetta. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I contacted a couple of the local VW dealers around the area. And I, because I went to their sites and everything like that, so they had the price on their website, most of them at like $11,000. So we're just going to use $11,000. It was 11 and change, yeah. But so $11,000. And then I looked under like financing and incentives, like 0% for 60 months. I was like, that's cool. And then it was like, then you get $1,000 cash back and then a bonus $1,000 cash back, which VW of America shoots you a check a few weeks later. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'll throw $2,000 down. I'll get that $2,000 back. So I'm only financing like $9,000 for this car, plus, you know, taxes and tags, which is, in Virginia, it's like around $600, right? Is that
sure.
It's something like that. So I was like, cool. So I contacted a bunch of dealers, and the first question I asked was, because I figured, you know, that $2,000 might be rolled into that internet price. I was like, hey, is that a bonus incentive? Or is that the price with those incentives? And they kind of got back to me with vague-ass answers.
Mm, of course.
And so I was like, what's my walk-out-the-door price with it? Like, if I were to come up to you with cash today, what, like, how much cash do I have to give you to leave with that car? And, again, you know, not the best answers because they're dealers because they want to get you into the dealership. One replied was like, well, yeah, the $2,000 there, that's rolled into the price. Plus, if you have, like, a preferred company with VW, that's $500. And if you're a recent college grad. So right there, that's $1,000 I don't qualify for. So that's adding $1,000 on this. So now we're at $12,000 for this car.
Right.
So then they finally sent me the walk-out-the-door price. So the walk-out-the-door price is almost $15,000. Which is drastically more than $11,000 that I saw on the website. Mm-hmm. And that includes the $2,000 off to make it $11,000, plus that extra $1,000 for the preferred company and recent college grad. So that's $1,000 I don't even qualify for. And part of me just feels like that's a little bit of false advertising, because nowhere is there an asterisk by that price that says this includes the incentives. It just says that's the internet price. So I was just kind of like, man... That is some false advertising shit to get people in the dealership.
Well, right, but I mean, you kind of expect that from dealers, though. I mean,
no, like, I know, but that's the thing is, like, I can get why the $2,000 incentives are in there, because you get those if you buy the car. You right. finance through them, and you buy the car, you get the $2,000 back. But which pretty much anybody who finances through the dealership will qualify for that $2,000. However, the $500 for preferred company or preferred partner, whatever they call it, as well as the recent college graduate, probably 90% of the people going to buy that car aren't going to qualify for that. So that's the like the BS I thought like on that. I was like, that shouldn't be included in the price you're putting on your website, because most people looking at that car are not going to qualify for that.
Yeah.
I think you got to.
Don't you have to blow up that barrel?
It's like a puzzle. You got to set that on fire. Like, it's yeah.
Oh yeah, there it is.
And you push that to the barrel. Or that, yeah, that goes to the barrel. But yeah, that was just kind of some of the BS. Like, that's kind of crap. Because at least, like, when I was looking at some 2017 Ford Focuses, with that bonus cash, like, the websites for the Ford dealer said, this includes the bonus cash. That's the incentive.
Right.
Like, they said that within the price. So I was like, that was kind of shady by these dealers.
Yeah.
And it's not that big of a deal, because I'm probably not going to buy that now, because like I said, my max price was $10,000.
Right.
But had it been $11,000 even before, even with those two incentives down there, with the 60-month interest-free financing, I might have gone up a little bit more out of my price, because, you know, you get better financing rates for new cars.
Right. But this is one of the situations where it's just too good to be true.
Yeah.
And it is.
And it turned out to be. So I'm probably gonna end up getting, like, couple-year-old Ford Focus or Mazda 3. Because I want something that gets, like, 40 miles to the gallon. Because, you know, the Mustang, though it gets really good gas mileage for what it is, I still want something to get more gas mileage.
So what does it get for gas mileage?
It gets 20 in the city and 30 on the highway.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. There's another puzzle.
Yeah, I don't know any of this, but...
It has something to do with the cages.
Yeah.
You gotta put the barrels in the cages, I think. You gotta, like, lower the cage. We'll let you figure it out since you're playing the game.
Yeah.
So that's all I had to say about that car dealership. Like, no, it doesn't have anything to do with video games. But it's just something funny I wanted to share. It's just kind of like, man, that sucks. But Jettas are kind of boring. I like something a little bit more exciting. And the Focus and the Mazda 3 are both more exciting cars when in that class.
Right.
But I got a nice little surprise this week. Got an email from Squaresoft, Square Enix. I will still always call them Squaresoft.
Oh, yeah.
That Final Fantasy IX got re-released on the PlayStation 4. I was like, sweet! And, so I was super excited about that. Because I was like, cool, I owned it on, you gotta get rid of that thing that's blocking it.
Yeah.
I was I owned it on the PS3, so hopefully I can just download it for free. No, that wasn't quite it. I had to rebuy it, so that will be the third time I bought Final Fantasy IX.
So that on fire.
I thought I did set this on fire.
No, you set the other one on fire.
So I bought Final Fantasy IX when it originally was released. I bought it again on the PS3 years later, and then I bought it again on the PS4. Nice. Though it was discounted until the 26th, which means anybody watching this now will not get that discount. It was discounted 20%.
Yeah.
So it was $16, and then I had like $3 on my PlayStation wallet, so I only paid $13 for it. Something else is still blocking it. I think you gotta blow something up with like those barrels that float down.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. And so I told Nelson, was like, are you gonna buy? I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm thinking about it, maybe. And then last night I was bored. I was like, I wanna play Final Fantasy IX, so I bought it, sent him a picture of it. Like, I'm weak! So the background graphics are still the same, but the, it looks like they updated the character models. Not like HD graphics, but the character models look a lot better than I remember.
Yeah.
And, so I was playing that a lot today. We were originally going to play that on the podcast, but I told Nelson, like, I'm going to be too enthralled with that game. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to be playing the game and read all the text.
Just kind of like I am with Tomb Raider right now.
Yeah. But that's all right.
Canada.
I'm the host. I'm the one who has to lead the conversation. So,
Well, there have been games that you've played where you were like...
No, I know.
Radio silent.
I know, but usually I'm the one who comes up with the dais, and I'm the one who, like, read all the articles and stuff like that, so I have the most information to give, and then I get your guys' opinion on it. So me being zoned out isn't always the best idea for this podcast. But yeah, so that was a really cool surprise that I got this week, and I was really excited because Final Fantasy IX is my favorite Final Fantasy game. Six is a close second, and then comes five. Ten sucks. Seven's overrated.
I feel like I need to have something in that.
Yeah, you do. I can't remember what.
Yeah.
So, I think you got... Oh, I think... I think you want to lower that and put stuff in there.
Oh, I think I need to jump into that, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Put some kind of weight into there.
Yeah, I think you're right. But speaking of, like, nice surprise... Yeah, you run and jump and grab on. Speaking of nice surprises, every month you can get a nice surprise from Loot Crate.
Yeah.
And you can get a nice surprise by saving some money for Loot Crate. Yeah, there it goes. Just put that, and then you push all that down, I believe. And you can save some money doing Loot Crate and helping out the channel by going to trylootcrate.com/clash. Enter Bridge 10 for that, saving 10% off your subscription. So go ahead and do that. So we've talked about how great Loot Crate is on this channel many a time. So I don't think we really have to go into that. We were all subscribers. We all like the monthly surprise we get. It's great. So, yeah, go do that. Trylootcrate.com/clash.
In fact, I'm wearing the last Slam Crate t-shirt.
Yep.
From the last
one. Which, again, I want to emphasize, it's not on the specialty Loot Crates. It's only Loot Crate. It's not Slam Crates or the Minecraft Crate or any of the other crates, the Marvel Crate that they do. Yeah, don't hit those because you will die instantly.
Yeah.
So yeah, do that. But
yeah, I haven't played this game before.
That's one thing about this game that shocked me the first time I played it. Some of those gruesome ass deaths.
Oh man! Game. Yeah, because like the first time I played the game, freaking that guy that tried to get Izzo in the little crawl space.
Right.
I didn't shake him off in time, and I got crushed.
Yeah, it was kind of like I remember
right about here.
Oh, there it is.
Ooh. Yep.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yep.
Oh,
speak of the devil.
Oh, look at the face, too. I feel this game.
Oh, this is very.
I feel the guy who came up with all these death scenes wasn't going for shock value. He just hates women. And so he wanted to put them in the most gruesome deaths possible.
Like, where did that guy come from?
I know.
Just watching the shit. And he did.
He did.
Yep.
So moving on to kind of like the two main points of this podcast this week. A member of the New York chapter of GLAAD, of the LGBT community, let me find her name here. Gianna Collier-Pitts, a GLAAD campus ambassador, has launched a change.org petition. She's urging Warner Brothers to make Wonder Woman bisexual in the sequel.
What?
So, yeah, it's just kind of like, and one of the writers for Wonder Woman, not one of the creators, but one of the more recent writers, is like, yeah, she's kind of bisexual, but that's never really been canon.
Yeah.
And I don't think Warner Bros. Is going to do it, because right. I think making a bisexual Wonder Woman is going to lose a lot of the mainstream cash. But it's just one of those things. It's like, and people are making a big deal about it. It barely has 1,000 signatures. It's like, that's not a lot of people who want to see it.
Yeah.
Considering that movie made almost $1 billion. I don't think that billion came from those 1,000 people.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting is I actually just read an article about Wonder Woman and about how it did really well in the States, but it didn't really do so well internationally. So I wonder if making her more bisexual or bringing that story plot out of the sequel, if that might even hurt sales internationally as well, too.
It would definitely hurt in places like... It would probably get banned in China. I don't even think they'd show it in China.
Yeah.
And that's the second biggest market. Right. So that would definitely hurt it. I don't know how well it did in the Muslim nations, but it'd probably get banned in those nations.
Yeah, it would probably.
If it didn't get banned already.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that would really hurt it. I think it would hurt it domestically, too.
Yeah.
Because I think you'd get a lot of conservatives who probably like the movie saying, like, I'm not going
to
go see that movie.
I just had
a
knee-jerk reaction to that, because I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Because all I thought was, why does everything have to be turned into a freaking, like, statement now?
Right.
Because it doesn't, it's entertainment. I don't need Wonder Woman to be bisexual. I don't particularly care, but I don't need her to be that, and I don't understand why, like, now, like, everything has to have some sort of hidden agenda or make a statement.
It's, well, the thing is, everything doesn't, but people want it to, because, I don't know, people want more out of things than what they're getting, but the thing is, like, I don't go to Marvel or DC movies because I want to be beaten over the head with a political message. No, right. I want to see these characters that I've read about for years as a
punch kid. Each other in the face.
Yeah,
That's all I'm really going to see. I want to see Captain America punch someone in the face.
At the end of the day, I don't care if Wonder Woman is bisexual or not.
Yeah,
but at the same time, the second you make that known in a movie, the movie becomes about that, and it's not about the character anymore.
It's about
sending a message.
It cheapens the whole experience to me.
It also cheapens the first story because.
Yeah.
Of how she fell in love for Steve Trevor, which was part of my problem with the movie because I felt that love story was kind of forced.
It was.
Pause. So are we spoiling the movie? Because I haven't seen it yet.
No, but I mean, you should know from the,
I mean, that's just...
From just the previews that, like, there was... Well, A, it's a guy, it's the main man and the main woman. 99 times out of 100, there's a love story there. It doesn't always happen, but let's face it, this is a mainstream movie. They're going to force a love subplot in there.
Yeah. Even if it's just hinted at, usually there's some sort of subtext.
Oh,
there.
Yeah,
I didn't hit X fast enough.
Ooh. Oh, no, I didn't hit X at all.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I mean, you should have got that from BVS because she wanted that picture of her and Trevor. Like, that's what she was going
to
steal from.
I only paid attention to them when she was in costume.
All right. Anyways.
I mean, like, let's be real. I mean,
but that kind of like lessens that love story because that was that relationship with Steve Trevor is supposed to be why she, you know, wanted to save humanity and things like that.
I guess I'll find out when I watch it this weekend. Actually, bought it on Blu-ray, 4K actually.
I'm gonna wait for that to come down.
You know, I thought my copy was a 4K. It was not, but I got the ultra high def. Digital copy. I just don't know how to make it work.
Well, it's not going to work on your TV.
Well, yeah, but I was trying to get it to work on your TV. I couldn't tell if it was doing it or not.
I'm going to wait for that to come down in price because I've seen it twice now and I really haven't had an urge to watch it again, so I don't want to pay $30 for the 4K.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping come Black Friday it'll be on sale.
Also, I didn't see it, so...
Yeah, no, I
mean...
I
the Blu-ray.
If
my girlfriend comes to see it, it already pays for itself.
Mm-hmm. No, I probably would have been the same way.
Yeah.
If I hadn't seen it, or if I'd only seen it the one time, I was like, I really want to see it again. But, like, right now, it's kind of like, I can wait.
Yeah, I've seen it a few times, especially since I got that one deal from Vudu where if I pre-ordered the Blu-ray, they gave me the digital copy immediately. So I got to watch it like a month before it came out.
2 weeks.
Well, no, when did you do the paint thing? That was like a month.
That was maybe 3 weeks ago. It wasn't a month.
They must have come this way.
3 weeks ago is still pretty close to a month.
Close to 2 weeks also.
Anyway.
I think like just like forcing her to be bisexual, I think you're going to lose a lot of money that way. And I don't think Warner Bros. Is going to do it. But again, like Nelson says, like, why is it going to be that way? Why are you trying to do that? And it's like, she's like, I'm trying to get this message to Gal Gadot and trying to get it to Patty Jenkins. Like, I don't think they're going to go for
but
it.
Why?
So, but the thing is, the studio is the one that really is going to make that call.
Yeah.
The studio made money off the first one. You think they're really going to change the formula just
no.
so they can appease a certain
Absolutely
group?
Not.
I don't
no.
think so.
Yeah.
Especially when, you know, that group, they might have a loud vocal voice, but they're still...
I don't
still...
think it's loud enough.
Well, no, I mean, it's pretty loud for the size of it. But still, it's like, the people who would not go see the movie is a larger crowd
right.
than who would go see it just solely because she's bisexual.
Right.
So, there's that. But moving on to more DC news... I saw this yesterday on my commute to work. Comicbookmovie.com, which does a lot of clickbaity articles. This one guy wrote an article, like, 6 reasons why Marvel Studios should be worried about the DCEU. And most of it was kind of BS.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it was very clickbaity, and very little of it made sense. But it tried to use, like, Wonder Woman as the big example that it's on the that like it's becoming far superior.
One good movie,
and that's all it is a good movie. Because remember, we gave it a 7.5, and we checked Metacritic, and it was a 76, which means 7.6 out of 10.
Yeah,
so we were pretty on. It's a good movie. Right. It's not great. There are a bunch of Marvel movies better than it. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, I don't even think it made as much money as BVS. So, I mean, it didn't have that big of an impact when you think about it. And, again, it's not trashing one. Just like when I wrote that article about how it doesn't deserve to be an Oscar-nominated film, and I got a lot of flack from comments, and I was like, did you guys not read the opening paragraph where I said it's a good movie? But it's not an Oscar-worthy movie? Not even close. So I think a lot of people have this knee-jerk reaction to make it more than what it is.
Right.
It's basically Captain America with boobs. Yeah. Because the movie makes a lot of assumptions, like it portrays the Germans in World War One to be like Nazis when they were nothing of the sort.
Right.
It has a lot of the same beats as Captain America, the First Avenger does. And I don't even think it's as good as Captain America, the First Avenger. And also, the one thing that really hurt Wonder Woman for me, the third act falls apart. And since you haven't seen it, I'm not gonna go into detail. But it falls apart and becomes very generic at that point. Where it felt like a cool movie, the first two acts. The third act is a mess. And that really hurt the movie. Because leading up to that third act, I would say it was like an 8.5.
Right.
And that third act dropped it down a whole point.
I mean, it doesn't completely ruin the movie.
No, it doesn't ruin it, but it's...
It's not as strong as the other two acts.
It's predictable and silly.
Yeah. I mean, it's... It's still a good movie. Yeah.
It was kind of like saying, like, Marvel, I wish I could remember all of it, but that the whole comparison of Wonder Woman, because Wonder Woman wasn't even as good as Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Ooh.
Preface that, Josh just really also loves Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy is a fun romp, and it's different, like...
Yeah,
but it's not as good as the first one.
I think it's just as good.
I go back and forth on it. I know Izzo doesn't particularly like it as much as the first one.
Well, the middle just dragged.
I like it, but I don't feel like I like it as much as the first one.
I think when a lot of people say that, and everybody has their own opinions. I'm not going to say this is why you think that. But I think it's because the first one was so fresh and so new that the sequel, there was almost nothing the sequel could do to be that fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you, but I'm not 100% sure. I obviously haven't watched Guardians 2 as much as you have.
Well, I just had a lot of fun with with those characters not having to see an origin story for them to where I was, you know, watching them just go on, where we didn't have to see them or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that article was just rife with just stupidity and just it reeked of clickbait and fanboyism. Mm-hmm. To where it also kind of gets it. One thing that gets annoying for me is Marvel has nothing to worry about from the DCEU, and not because I'm going to say not because Marvel is a far superior studio, but it's just because they don't directly compete with each other. Those movies never come out on the same day.
Yeah.
So in fact, DC will move their movies. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, they don't even come out for the most part in the same month. They're usually at least 2 to 3 weeks separated from each other. So they don't, like, cannibalize each other's sales.
Yeah.
So they don't compete with each other. Yes, maybe Warner Brothers is trying to copy Marvel's doing, their formula, so they can get better. But at the same time, if the next DC movie makes $1 billion, Marvel doesn't care. Because they know their next movie is going to make $1 billion.
Yeah, right.
And they are owned by Disney, who also owns Star Wars and Pixar. And Disney. So it's kind of like Disney and all their subsidiaries don't give a shit about Warner Brothers and the DC movies.
Yeah.
They don't have anything to worry about because Star Wars will make $1 billion this year. Thor will probably approach $1 billion. Mm. Holy shit, Avengers Infinity War might become the record setter for movies.
Yeah.
That's going to make an easy $1 billion. I mean... Justice League might make $1 billion since none of the DCEU movies has cracked $1 billion yet. I'm not going to guarantee it, especially with the bad taste BVS left in everybody's mouth.
Yeah.
So Disney has nothing to worry about, just like Warner Brothers has nothing to worry about Marvel's success. I mean, really, WB should only care about what they're doing right now, you know?
Yeah.
Just trying to make the best films they're trying to make.
They really need to just focus on making quality movies, because that's what Marvel did, and look at where they're at.
That's exactly what Marvel does, and that's actually why the DCEU doesn't seem to be as good, usually, because that's the only time that I see Warner Brothers really worry about what anybody else is doing.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing, like, that article was like, DC's now got Joss Whedon. And I was like, yeah, he's kind of reworking the Justice League movie from what Zack Snyder did, but he can't, you know, save it completely.
Yeah,
if it's a mess, he's not going to be able to save it completely.
Not without, completely reshooting.
Plus, let's face it, his last comic movie was Age of Ultron, and he already said he was kind of burnt out by that.
Yeah.
So, and also,
it remains to be seen if he can recapture.
Well, there's also a big backlash against them right now for that whole sexual harassment thing. Like, we briefly talked about it where his wife came out and said, oh, yeah, he might empower women, but he's banged a lot on the casting couch and stuff like that.
Right.
So there's been somewhat of a backlash against Joss Whedon where people might not go see this movie because he has a hand in it.
That's true.
I'm not saying they will or won't, but, I mean, there is this backlash against it, and he's been the butt of a lot of jokes online.
So is Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least Kevin Hart owned up to it, though.
It still doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't make it right, but at least, you know, if you make a mistake and you get caught, you're man enough to own up to it instead of just not saying anything.
Well, my thing is, what you said was, if you get caught.
Well, yeah, because you're not going to man up. Most people don't man up to anything if they're not caught.
But that's a problem, though.
No, the problem is doing it in the first place.
Well, yes, that is a problem, however.
No, I know. I get what you're saying. But, you know, Kevin Hart got... The best meme that I've seen, though, is because I guess his current wife was his side chick from his last wife. And, so there's been so many, Twitter attacks on the side chick, his current wife's like, yeah, when you took his main bitch's spot, someone had to take your spot.
Right.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, you know, the funniest one that I saw was, he would call his now wife his rib. So the meme goes... My rib, short rib, prime rib, whatever. I'll cheat on them all.
I think I saw that. Yeah, I saw something. I think I saw one calling her a Mick rib or some shit like that. Mm. But no, in the end, I mean, this fanboyism is stupid because just because you're a fan of DC doesn't mean you can't go see a Marvel movie and enjoy yourself and vice versa.
Right.
It's just kind of, oh no, you're going to hurt us, Izzo. You're wearing a Marvel shirt. We're just going to get more accusations of being Marvel fanboys.
Right.
Way to go, Izzo. But no, I always find that dumb. It's like, and I want the DC movies to be good because two of my all-time favorite superheroes are Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
And the reason why I hate the DCEU so much is because it's taken those two characters who are really easy to do and it fucked them up.
Yeah, it's like, how do you not make money with that? It was kind of like with Sony and Spider-Man. How do you not make money with Spider-Man?
You make a stupid movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like what goes back to what we were talking about the Tomb Raider. Full circle, man.
Yeah.
Like, you have this wealth of a backstory, and you just ignore it.
Right.
And you make something stupid just because you want to hit beat points. Like, they wanted to bring the whole Dark Knight Returns thing, so they got an older Batman. And really, they only wanted to do that for the iconic scenes of the mechanical bat suit fighting Superman and that one, pose of Batman with
the lightning
gun. Yeah, it's just kind of like... That's all they wanted to do was just have these comic book panel shots, kind of like what Zack Snyder did with The Watchmen and 300. Though it worked for 300.
Yeah, it worked with 300, and that was one of his good movies, one of his two good movies.
Yeah, so it's just kind of just a dumb thing that DC's kind of done. They don't plan things out. You can tell they're not planning things out.
I feel like there's a lot of yes men.
There's probably that too, but it just seems like they're flying by the seat of their pants. Where Marvel, you know, is actually plotting things out. Granted, I thought that kid from Iron Man 2 with Spider-Man, that retcon thing was dumb, and I don't acknowledge it. But for the most part, you can look back on older Marvel movies like, oh shit, they were building up to that, I didn't even realize it at this point. Where DC is just kind of like, oh yeah, we're just going to say that.
We're just going to throw everything into one movie.
Yeah.
We're going to throw it into a pot and hope that it... I wasn't expecting that other deer to come up.
There's two of them. They're trying to get vengeance for you killing that one.
Well, whatever.
Vengeance. But yeah, that article was just very clickbaiting. Just probably just trying to get people to fight in the comment section.
Probably.
I think it's because it's in the water. You can't get this beer. Yeah. I think it's because it's in the water. It's screwing you over, bud.
I don't know. Like, they were just like, well, get the deer.
You should be able to get your arrows, too.
I can't.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think it's glitched because it's in the river.
The water.
Oh, that
might actually be screwing you there.
Yeah.
What the?
Oh, probably because it's kind of moving, but not really.
Yeah.
So it's not letting you do it.
Oh, that's probably why these other fools are here.
Good guy, we gotta get you a computer to use a mouse and keyboard because you suck at shooting with a controller. Maybe you shouldn't get Overwatch.
I never said I was joining you guys in Overwatch.
Because we're Team Clash of the Nerds. No. He should still get Overwatch.
We're Team Kong.
That doesn't mean I like you, though.
We could always use another healer.
Yeah. No comment on our current healer.
That wasn't insinuating anything. I was just like, more than one healer is never really that bad of a thing.
But on that note, I think this is where we're going to end this podcast.
It's just gone off the rails.
It's gone off the rails. We've covered everything we were trying to cover. Tomb Raider trailer, bad. Wonder Woman being bisexual, bad. Car dealers, bad. Loot Crate, good.
Did we get all of our...
Final Fantasy IX, good.
Did we get all of our sponsors in?
Loot Crate this week. Okay. Yeah. Just Loot Crate this week.
All
right. Just the one. Because sometimes you only need one. Yeah. You don't need many.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure we got all our bases there.
I was gout. Yeah. So, gentlemen, thanks for coming tonight. Thank you for watching today. Tonight, whenever you consume us. Also, remember to check out our Buff Nerds, our 12-week bulking plan. It's actually going really good for me. Today at the gym, I upped my weight by a lot from last week.
Nice.
I upped my weight on a couple exercises.
So that's always good. So, good night, Canada.